The Game 4 edition of Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Our conversation with the head coach is brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Sometimes officiating, the decisions that come with it can stay in your head. You can lose focus. So I choose to start with this. Has your daughter Kinsley let go of the judge's decision in the Kentucky Derby that cost her the pool yet?
Yeah. She let go of it pretty quickly. She has a tendency to be able to do that. It's one of her greatest traits. Wish her dad was a little bit better with that stuff.
That's really funny you would phrase it that way, because I spent 21 years not talking about officiating because there's no use, for the same reason you answer the same question the same way. You move on to the next play. It's always the same. It's a tough job, all the above, and it all tends to even out. But, and maybe it's coaching Little League that made me wonder about it, having the extra days to think about it. Of course you have to move on to the next play, but what's the trick? What is the human trick in doing that? Because that's one of those things that you say, because of course it's the right thing to do,
yeah,
but it's extremely difficult.
Well, I mean, everybody in every industry goes through things that they may get emotional about, or they may want to see something done differently, but at the end of the day, you just control what you can control, and then let the chips fall where they may. And I think that that's the most important thing. And so, you know, we preach that all the time. And if we're going to preach it, we have to do it. And I think that, you know, from my standpoint, I find nothing positive comes out of me even harping on it or me being focused on it. You know, it is what it is. I think the officials in the league do a really good job. And I think the whole setup of how they're trained, the hiring processes, all that stuff is just—it's high level, and so it's it's a human element involved in a super fast game. And when you go back to film and watch how accurate they are, it's pretty remarkable. So I don't lose sleep after the fact. Now, in the moment, yeah, you can lose it in the moment. That's part of it.
And that, again, that was kind of the thing. It's like, how in the moment do you control it? And is it
– yeah.
You have a responsibility. This is I have both my hands up in the air doing that 50-50 thing.
Yeah.
Because you want to show your team, too, that you're fighting for that. It's a tough – I mean, is
some of that
theatrical?
I think some of that stuff is a little bit overblown.
Right.
But I do think that there is the idea that certainly – you've got to do everything you can to make sure that your guys know you support them and that you believe in them and at the same time, you know, aren't enabling or saying, yeah, you know, we should be complaining when we should be running back.
Now, as for the actual stuff, in Game 2, you referred to it as that they owned the space. Did they, again, in Game 3, or were there other reasons that
Not
game
most
turned,
of the
yeah,
game. Right. Most of the game, it was pretty even, and then there were some parts of it where they did. You know, obviously, Giannis owned the space by getting the line. You know, but the way we've broken it down is that he's getting there in transition. He's getting there in some advantageous matchups where I think some of our wings or smaller guys are reaching just basically to as a last – desperate hope. But against Al, in those isolated moments, Al's been good about not fouling him and keeping him in front and everything else. So you're just trying to balance that as much as possible. He's gonna end up with other guys matched up on him at different times, and we just have to do a better job of, you know, impacting him early so that we're not just hoping late.
It kind of brings us to this. When you mention Al in the immediate aftermath, it almost seemed when you were answering questions after the game, you were still internally debating the Aaron Baines conundrum when it comes to his place defending against the Bucks. Where did you land in the last 72 hours on that?
Well, I think we're a better defensive team with Aaron. It's not just that end of the floor, by the way. I mean, obviously, when Lopez is in and he can just sit back and protect the paint, that makes it really tough. But I do think that we're a better defensive team with Aaron. And that being said, you know, sometimes Shemmy's our best matchup out there to play small when Giannis is at the five for them. So we'll play it by ear as this game goes along. But I don't think it's as easy as saying Aaron plays 28 minutes a game in this series. I think that those are more spot minutes against these guys with all the shooting they have on the floor.
How close will you be watching Marcus Smart?
I mean, it's not my job to watch from the standpoint of the physical part other than, you know, is he able to be effective? Is he able to – does he have good wind? I'll take the cues from our training staff on how he feels and from Marcus on how he feels, and then you know, I'm looking at probably short stints for him tonight, and we're looking forward to getting him back.
That's the head coach. There was a woman, I read it today, that lost like $170,000 on that Kentucky Derby decision. So, obviously, if Kinsley's over it now, that's a definite. If she wasn't, that would be the perfect way to
get it. The eight people each giving a dollar makes it a little bit more easy to handle, I guess, when that objection happens. But, no, that was a wild event to watch. Can you imagine if there were, like, objections? And,
yeah.
You know, you go to the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship this year. I mean, you could go down the list. Boy, that would be a bit much if we all could object after every game.
Well, we had a presidential election that took a few weeks.
There you go.
To get done. Maybe that would be troublesome in a lot of
ways. Need replay.
I bet there's a lot of people that wish they had it for that.
Yeah.
Celtics and Bucks Game 4 is next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.